It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
He wants to throw it. He does. That is Gavin Bartholomew into the end zone for the Panther touchdown. He was wide open on the right flank.
College football Saturday at noon, the Clemson Tigers come to Acrisure for the final home game of the year. Hard to believe they'll recognize the seniors. A heartbreaker last Saturday night, though, against Virginia. And joining us is the voice of the Panthers, Hall of Fame broadcast legend in his 51st year Pitt football, and 56, I believe, basketball, Mr. Bill Hillgrove. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. I think Clemson is a little bit scary in that they're plus 11 in turnover takeaway. That's best in the conference and tied for fifth in the nation. And another stat that jumps off the page defensively, they allow the opposition 30% on third downs, and that's second only in the conference to Georgia Tech. So they're a fine team, and I think the Panthers are going to have to play with more focus than what we saw last week. Too many drop passes, and that just, you know, that puts the ox in the ditch, if I can use that expression. I borrowed that from a longtime Pitt fan. Got to get the ox out of the ditch. Two-game losing streak, what better way to get out of the ditch than to upset the Clemson Tiger?
With that Gavin Bartholomew touchdown you just called, the Panthers had a two-point conversion, which they were successful in getting to tie the game, but a phantom holding call called it back, and then it really started to get ugly from there.
Well, yeah, that fourth down play. I talked to a longtime official, and he said, if you snap the ball before ready for play, it's an automatic 5-yard penalty against the team that snapped the ball illegally. And why that wasn't called and why they redid it. And another thing, okay, if they're not ready for play, as soon as they snap the ball, the whistle should have blown. There wasn't one whistle until the play was over, and then they said, oh, we got to do a redo. We weren't in position. It was, it was tough. But, hey, it shouldn't come down to a call. If you play better, a call like that shouldn't matter, and the Panthers need to play better.
And what do you suppose is the issue? I mean, rip off 5 straight wins and understand you ran into a buzzsaw at SMU, but last Saturday was more disappointing in the sense that you felt like they had a good chance to win that game in spite of all their failures.
Yeah, and I think we'll have to probably do it without Eli this week. It'll be on Nate Yarnell, but let's go back to the beginning of the year. We thought Yarnell might be the starter, and then that last scrimmage prior to the start of the season kind of told you that Eli was, a cut above. But they'll have to muddle through somehow and just hope that they have better focus against the Tigers.
Well, you got a busy weekend, my friend. So tomorrow night, it's the backyard brawl. West Virginia comes to the Pete and Pitt hoops. Then, of course, the Clemson game at noon. And then you'll be watching on Sunday when the Ravens come. But let's talk about Jeff Capel and the Panther Hoopers that they show some signs of being special.
Yeah, they do. That trio of guards, as good as it gets. They've solved their inside problem with Corhan, a true, five-hole guy. Soft hands, plays with his back to the basket. And, they're a force to be reckoned with. So it's going to be interesting. I think they're the latest KenPom, and I think that's a pretty reliable, judge of how strong teams are. They're 27th, I believe they only dropped one because of that. They had Gardner Webb put away, and then they kind of let them, dictate the last couple of minutes of the game. But, it's those kind of games. They're behind them now because they're into a part of their schedule where it's all Power 5 conference teams, including the Greenbrier tournament. So I think this will be what the doctor ordered West Virginia will come in here with upset in mind, and they'll play hard, and it'll be a tough game for Pitt.
All right, let's talk about Steelers, Ravens. This is as exciting as it gets. Coach Tomlin talked about Lamar Jackson, who's playing maybe at MVP of the league level.
I see continual evolution in him, and I've seen that since they drafted him. There's always a component of his game that's moving forward, and I just think it speaks to not only his talent, but his approach to business and their approach to business. He's got a unique skill set. He and they always appear to be evolving in terms of maximizing that skill set, and I just have a lot of respect for it.
He called him Mr. Jackson. And Bill, surprisingly, Lamar as the starter for the Ravens against the Steelers is only 1-3, and the Steelers have owned the Ravens in the last few seasons overall.
Yeah, and it'll be a single score game like it always is. And I look for a lot of fun on Sunday. I just, the Steelers with Russell Wilson, I think they're getting better as an offense. And the sky is pretty high for them in that regard. I think defensively, they got to be better on the back end. And so I'm not so sure that Baltimore's passing offense, and, you know, Andrews is the big guy for Lamar. I'm not so sure that they can take advantage of that. So that's why they play the games, and that's why we'll see. And, you know, I've been wrong before, Larry. You know that. I can't wait to hear Elizabeth Cope.
Oh, yeah. Myron
Cope. My buddy Myron. Oh, I miss him every day. But Dan Joseph has written that book, and it's very, very good. And it captures Myron as well as anybody could.
And he sent me some great audio clips. One I'll share with you now. And you've lived this with him. And I had the honor of working directly with him for 6 years at WTAE Radio. Excited his daughter Elizabeth will be in studio along with Dan Joseph, who co-wrote the book Beyond the Yoy.
Who's that waving a player waving a terrible towel? Ryan Swartz.
Ward.
Way to go. Hi. Here, I wave mine.
The first beer is taken. And...
You read those guys bragging in a paper how they're going to make Louis Lips fumble the football. Loose Lips, sink ship.
More with Elizabeth Cope coming up. And Bill, you've set a date for Santa's Kids, your annual fundraiser.
December 9th at Xander's Palmieri's on the Plum Monroeville line. We ask people who attend to just bring an unwrapped toy. And it's always fun to be able to deliver those to needy families. So it's a cause that's near and dear to my heart. And I understand that the Circus Saints and Sinners are going to be there for a check presentation that night. So it should be a very nice evening.
Well, have fun Friday night. I'll see you at AquaShore Saturday, Bill.
Thank you, Larry. Always look forward to
H2P. Bill Hillgrove. And stick around for Elizabeth Cope. Check in with the food editor, Pittsburgh Magazine, Christy Graver. You can see her on the radio via our video at kdkradio.com. Christy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Grammy nominations for somebody who's really famous, local, and is just killing it all the way around.
It seems like every week I report on Pittsburghers doing something amazing. Western Pennsylvania could win big at the 67th Annual Grammy Awards on February 2nd in LA. Dan and Shay, which includes Wexford-born Dan Smyers, is up for Best Country Duo Group Performance. They've already won three Grammys, but this year they're up against Post Malone, Brothers Osborne, and Beyonce. So, you know, no competition there. As a 90s teen, I'm excited that Trent Reznor, the Newcastle native who led Nine Inch Nails, is nominated for his soundtrack work with frequent collaborator Atticus Ross, and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra also appears on the nominees list under the Best Engineered Album Classical category. I was just at the PSO and they played Led Zeppelin at Heinz Hall.
So, how was that?
I have a whole lot of, it was awesome. It was awesome. So cool. Great experience. So I have a whole lot of love for them.
And by the way, Dan is a alum of my alma mater, North Allegheny High School.
Yeah. I used to cover them.
All right, Brown Bear Bread. What is this?
Yes. Brown Bear Bread Company used to be on Brownsville Road in Mount Oliver. And whenever they closed, my heart sank because I love their sourdough English muffins. They're life-changing. But They didn't leave me hanging. They just moved to Beaver County. So they now operate on 9th Street in New Brighton, where you can get artisan breads and pastries and those English muffins that I love so much, and amazing brownies as well. And on Sundays, they serve brunch to go. New Brighton is a charming little walkable main street, and it's well worth the drive. You can visit Bullseye Brewery, which just opened across from Brown Bear, Rosalind Candy Castle, and the original Brighton Hot Dog Shop. So go. It'll be great.
You're right. That little town and Beaver, some of those towns are like Norman Rockwell paintings.
Totally. Totally. It was great.
All right. Thanksgiving, just 2 weeks from today. That can't be.
I can't believe it. Well, if you don't want to cook like me, I have a list of places that offer takeout Turkey Day meals, from the Fairmont Pittsburgh to A.W. Beatty Career Center. There's lots of pros that will cook for you.
You know, there are some people that would rather do, it's like the anti-Turkey Day for some people. Some people I know started a tradition of getting takeout, maybe Chinese or sushi.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind like meatballs or something like that, but I like mashed potatoes. I could just have those and I'd be fine.
But there are also restaurants that host Thanksgiving dinners too, mm-hmm. around the region.
I've never done that. I would like to try that one year, but my mom makes really good Thanksgiving dinner. So can't.
Yeah, but she's doing all the work and all
you're
doing.
That's true. She tried to teach me one year, but I'm really bad at multitasking.
But you're the food editor. You should be able to do all this. And then there's the cleanup.
Yeah, the cleanup, I handle that. I like washing dishes, which is a weird thing.
And avoid conversations at the Thanksgiving table about politics and religion, especially this year.
Yeah, that's probably good.
All right, good advice. Where are you taking us next?
What am I writing about? Well, I just was at Iron City Distilling last night. This is the spirits making arm of Pittsburgh Brewing Company, and they just unveiled a 3-chamber still, which is, it's one of only 3 in the world. So look forward to some really cool old fashioned rye whiskey in the next 3 years. So
I got to get to their new place out in Creighton.
It's awesome.
I haven't been
really
yet.
Cool.
Everybody that's been there says you got to go.
It's 170,000 square feet. They ride bikes around. It's like Wonka's chocolate factory, but beer.
All right, Christy, have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, Larry.
Read all about it. Pittsburgh Magazine food editor Christy Graver on the Big K Morning Show every Thursday at this time. And coming up, we're very excited. We've got Myron Cope's daughter, Elizabeth, and a gentleman named Dan Joseph, works for the Voice of America, but he's put together and they collaborated on Beyond the Yoy, Myron Cope, as we get ready for one of the biggest games of the...
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The season, Steelers, Ravens on Sunday. This is the Big K Morning Show, and what a treat for me, and I hope all of you, Myron Cope, the legend. And we still celebrate the terrible towel every Steelers game, especially at home. Or on the road, if you saw the game in Washington, it was overwhelming. The Steeler fans took over. And joining me in studio is Myron's daughter, Elizabeth, and Dan Joseph, who grew up in Mount Lebanon, works for the Voice of America in our nation's capital for the last quarter of a century.
Yes.
And they have collaborated on a book called Beyond the Yoy, legendary Pittsburgh Steelers broadcaster Myron Cope. Elizabeth, good
yes.
to see you. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And you should log on to the stream at kdkradio.com. You have a Steelers jersey that's very special to you.
Yes. This was a jersey that my dad would wear. He would wear it like when he did his Cope's Cabana after the game. I have about 6 of them. This one has 30. Some of them have the number 1 on them. I guess that's self-explanatory. This one has 30. I'm assuming it was probably given to him when he hit 30 years in broadcasting, because I know he has one that has 35 on it, that, you know, that was his retiring, how many years he broadcasted that the Rooneys gave him. I have that one framed. But this one I'm wearing right now.
It looks great. It's the home jersey. And
yes,
Dan, how did you connect with Elizabeth to put this book together?
Basically, my wife is a friend of one of Elizabeth's friends, and we got word through that grapevine that Elizabeth still had all of Myron's stuff, all the tapes and the contracts and the papers. And I emailed her something, and I said, you know, hey, have you ever thought of doing anything with all this? And I guess you had.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we kind of got together, and the result was the book and also the YouTube channel, which has all of Myron's old clips.
Which is fantastic, because your dad's voice, so iconic, obviously, behind the Yoy. He made Yoy a household word, not only here, but around Steelers Nation. And I spent 6 years working directly with him at WTAE. And when Dan first reached out, I said, you know, I remember recording kind of a KTEL Records hit with Myron. Yeah. He goes, well, it's funny you mention that. Elizabeth has it. And I was blown away because I hadn't heard it myself in 40 years.
Did you listen to it?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
I've shared it with people. I put it out on social media. People love it because it was your dad just wanting to have fun.
Yeah.
And he came to me because I was doing the production at that time. And he goes, Richard, I want to make an album. And I go, what kind of album, Myron? And he goes, where I'm singing. And I'm like, really? And so that was the result. He said, like those old KTEL records where they would have the hits, you know. And actually, let me share a little of this because it's so rich. So when Dan sent me this, and thank you, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
For having this.
Oh, my dad must have kept it. I mean, it's not my doing. It was in our basement.
Well, periodically, well after that, he would tell people, if I was with him, he would say, this is Richard. He produced my album. They go, what album? Well, this is it. This is a little taste.
He's bigger than the Beatles, more popular than Elvis. Slim Whitman, Boxcar Willie, and Tiny Tim would be put to shame. Pray Tell Records presents a compilation of the greatest love songs of all time, sung by the inimitable male sex symbol of our day. The one, the only, the fabulous tenor, Myron Cope.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. With anyone else but me. Anybody else but me. Oh, no, no, don't sit under that apple tree with anybody else but me. You do something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Feelings are nothing more than feelings. Trying to forget my feelings.
Here, specially recorded on Slow Play 78-speed records, so you won't miss a single moment. These priceless treasures were recorded while in the shower, while on lonely walks through the woods, sitting by the fireplace on a crisp winter's night, during commercial breaks on his radio show. And as Mohammed tells you,
these are Myron's greatest hits of all time, because Myron is the greatest. He bad. He real bad.
Besame, besame mucho. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine.
Myron's greatest hits. That's just a sample. Bravo. That was wonderful.
Larry, I got to ask you, were you doing the Muhammad Ali imitation?
I flow like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
Oh, that's good.
I love Myron. You bad. Real bad. He got such a kick out of that because he just wanted to do it for fun. You know, we didn't have it in the moment, didn't have a real purpose. But what's it like for you, Elizabeth, all these years later, to see every week, everywhere you go, the terrible towel that he created?
I love it. It means a lot. It feels like it's a part of history, and you know, reviving that history. It's wonderful. I love seeing it.
And
it keeps the memories alive.
The beauty of it is that he wanted Allegheny Valley School to be mm-hmm. the recipient mm-hmm. of anything that came with that. And yes. over the years, I'm sure it's done very well.
It has. I guess he wanted to help the greatest amount of people he could, as many people as he could, rather than just a few people, which growing up was hard for me to wrap my head around, you know. As I've gotten older and had more life experiences, it becomes more meaningful to me, especially as far as my brother's concerned. And, you know, I don't know what I mean, he was my brother, but I don't know what it's like to have a child with special needs and how that must feel like.
Absolutely. And for those that don't know, your brother was at Allegheny Valley School.
Mm-hmm. Merrickie Allegheny Valley School.
Which was the, you know, impetus for your dad to mm-hmm. to do the, you know, once he came up with a terrible talent, he could see mm-hmm. it was taken off, you know, to help so many children mm-hmm. and families yes. over the years.
Yes. He was always worried about Danny. I don't think this would ever happen, but he grew up in an era, I guess, like in the Depression. Perhaps when like institutions would close down, people like my brother often, according to my dad, ended up on the street homeless, or else they would be put in prison who knows why. You know, people that had mental health issues, and then people like my brother that had disabilities often, you know, he feared that my brother would have, who knows what would happen to him.
Right.
Like when my dad wasn't around, or if I wasn't around, who knows, you know, who would look after him? He's helpless.
It'd be impossible for all the people who he has touched that way to thank you, but on their behalf, thanks.
Well, he appreciates that, I guess.
Oh yeah, you're dead. They recognize him at every Steelers game, and right before kickoff, we throw it down on the field with a visiting celebrity. It's usually a Steelers alum or somebody like Billy Gardell, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it does the wave.
Even Snoop Dogg, and then do the wave right before kickoff. So it's special. Beyond the yoy, Elizabeth Cope and Dan Joseph.
Behind the yoy.
But
lots of people have been calling it Beyond the Yoy. I think that
could be either one.
Well, that's the sequel. The next one will be Beyond the Yoy. Yeah.
This is Behind the Yoy. So if you want to search it up, and you have some videos that you've put out, including one to his greatest hits, which is actually mm-hmm. about 4 minutes plus, if you want to see the whole thing. You can do that on social media. We got a lot more to talk about coming up, Behind the Yoy, with Elizabeth Cope and Dan Joseph.
Here, waving a terrible towel. Ryan's Ward.
Ward.
Way to go. Hi. Here, I'll wave mine.
The first thing is taken.
I read those guys bragging in a paper how they're going to make Louis Lips fumble the football. Loose Lips sink ship.
Here's
miracle has been performed as Stallworth makes an absolutely unbelievable catch. The terrible towel, he had to wipe his hands on a terrible towel before he caught that football as he went 8 feet in the air.
That is just gold. Myron Cope. And we continue our conversation with Myron's daughter, Elizabeth, and Dan Joseph, and they collaborated Behind the Yoy. And you're going to be in Mount Lebanon tonight, your hometown, Dan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Book signing at the Mount Lebanon
Public Library,
mm-hmm. 7 o'clock, and then Saturday Barnes and Noble Waterworks.
Mm-hmm.
What time for that one?
2 to 4.
All right.
Yeah.
What if people ask you, Elizabeth, when they find out you're Myron's daughter? I mean, what's it like to be the daughter of one of the most famous people in Pittsburgh history?
People always ask me if he really talks like that, or what he's like at home and stuff. Or do you meet a lot of athletes? Those are always the questions. And I always say he doesn't really talk like that at home. I mean, that's his real voice, but he doesn't go around, you know, like amping it up that way. Right. I mean, we'd probably murder him if he did that. But, I did meet a lot of athletes growing up, which wasn't anything special for me. I didn't care when I was 5.
Right.
You know, I mean, they just seemed like, I just thought of them as friends of my dad. But it was exciting growing up in that era when the 70s, the big, you know, when the Steelers started going to the Super Bowl and stuff. It was very exciting and electric.
And he had some other innovations, too. The whole thing where he took Franco and made that took another. There's a guy named John Vento, and they talked about Franco's army, and then they got to meet Frank Sinatra. So tell us what we're going to find out in Behind the Yoy.
Well, I talk about personal memories of my father, just things that, you know, memories. I have so many memories. Of course, I didn't put all of them in the book, but just a few that I thought were worthy. And then my co-author Dan talks about my father's career. And when he does that, he also talks about things that probably nobody knows about, things that, you know, looking through papers and just old things of my father that we brought to light, we uncovered.
Well, one of the things I uncovered was actually Myron, you know, he always said, I know nothing about broadcasting. I have no experience at it. But actually, even when he was in his 20s, he was occasionally on radio. And actually, his first appearance was on this radio station.
I didn't know that.
In the mid-50s, he was on a show with Ed King, who was the Party Line guy.
Party Line.
Yes.
Ed and Wendy King.
Yes.
Hi, this is Wendy King, Party Line.
And twice, this station tried to sign him, bring him on full time, and both times WTE kind of swooped in and kept him in-house. But I uncovered a lot of stuff. He changed his name fairly early in life.
He was 22.
Well, or 25, I think.
Was I thought it was 22, but
yeah.
I don't
he was
know.
Myron Copelman growing up, and he changed it to Myron Cope.
Ha! Yeah. All right, we got you guys. You can stick around, right? We got the next half hour. We'll get into all that stuff.
Yeah.
Appreciate you being here.
Thank
Behind
you.
The Yoy.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.